as a side story. So I went out to Victoria knowing that I wanted to do a PhD, and I walked through the department and met a few of the investigators there. I was really impressed by several of them and their research. At the same time, though, I applied for several jobs, and I actually got a job offer from a large pharmaceutical company that basically said, okay, we're going to fly you to Montreal, we're going to give you the training, we'll give you a car, we'll give you a really, really nice salary. And I basically had to call them back the next day and said, you know what, I'm going to decline this job. I really want to do my PhD and get paid $14,000 a year for the next 6 years. So I'd gone from being sort of a well-paid tax consultant to a lowly, poorly paid PhD student, and honestly was never happier. And so it was a great decision. And during my PhD, it was a very basic biochemistry focused lab. So the lab actually was well known. It was Juan Auzio's lab in the University of Victoria. He was well known for studying chromatin, so histones and these proteins that wrap up DNA in our cells. So we have some 3 meters of DNA in each cell, and it's sort of compacted into this really, really tiny space through these proteins. And when I interviewed with him, I said, oh, I'm aware of your work with histones and proteins, and you've got some great work on it. And he said, yeah, that's really great, but I have this grant to study similar proteins in the sperm of invertebrates, but they're really, really interesting, and I've been studying them for many years, but I can't get any students to work on it. So you can join my lab, but I'd really love you to work on these sperm proteins. So I said, okay, fine. And so I spent 6 years characterizing sperm proteins from invertebrates like mussels and clams and oysters, but it made for great talks. So whenever I went up and gave a talk, and you're probably going to be shocked by this, but for male invertebrates like mussels and clams, by weight, they're about 80% sperm.